From Spark and Anvil and Focus Forge, this is MAP, in Chapter 1 of the Focus Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. MAP is an animal tween who carries a small folded paper. Folded, it looks like a plain little square, but unfolded, and it shows the steps of whatever task you're trying to plan, as if the paper itself is helping you think. It's a small enchantment, honestly. The academic has never bothered to explain how it works, and the children just accept it, the way you accept that honey is sweet. MAP teaches planning and organization, breaking a big task into small chunks and putting them in order. She has one rule she holds above all others. No one is born knowing how to plan a task they've never planned before. Planning is a skill, and every new kind of task needs its own planning practice. The phrase, "You should already know how to plan this," is forbidden at Focus Forge, and MAP never says it. Planning is a process, she says instead. The process stays the same. The steps change. Let me help you find your steps. MAP grew up in a logistics family. Her parents were small-scale shipping coordinators who organized the loading and routing of parcels all across the kingdom. The work was all planning. Every shipment had its own sequence: weigh, label, pack, route, transport, deliver, confirm. No two shipments were ever exactly the same. Different weights, different places, different contents. But the process was always the same. Little MAP watched her parents apply that same planning process to each brand new task. And by age 10, she understood the secret in her bones. Planning is process, not knowledge. You don't need to already know the steps. You need to know how to find them. She walked to the Focus Forge Academy at 20. Anchor, the AI mentor, asked her, "What is planning?" "Planning is breaking a task into chunks," MAP said, "and the chunk finding is a process. Once you know the process, you can plan any task, even one you've never seen. The process is the skill. The specific chunks change task to task." Anchor said, "You are appointed." In her classroom, MAP begins every first day by holding up her folded paper. "I am MAP. This paper shows the steps of whatever we're planning. Big task, small steps. The map shows the steps. Let me show you." She picks a task everyone knows. "You have to write a short essay about a book you read. That's the big task. What are the small steps?" She unfolds the paper, and the steps appear one by one. "Choose which book. Pick three things you want to say. Write an opening sentence. Write one paragraph for each of the three things. Write a closing sentence. Reread and fix mistakes." The students watch them bloom onto the paper, and suddenly the essay looks far less scary than it did a moment ago. "Six steps," MAP says, "each one small, each one doable. If it's the write an opening sentence step, you do just that, not the whole essay. The big task disappears into a row of little ones." Then she teaches the process itself, so they can do it without her paper. "Write down the big task. Ask, what are the chunks? And write them. Ask, what order? And number them. Ask, what's first? And start there. Cross off each chunk as you finish it. Then notice the moment the big task is done." "This works for any task," she says. "A brand new one, too. You do not need to already know the steps. No one is born knowing how to plan something new. The process finds the steps for you." "Is planning hard?" a student asked her once. MAP gave her usual answer. "It's not hard. It's the process. Big task, small steps. The map shows the steps. And the process works for every task you will ever plan." She held up the folded paper, just a small, plain square resting in her paw. And the students knew that, unfolded, it could break anything into a gentle row of little steps. A quiet, steady calm settled over the room. The easy feeling of a big worry shrinking, of shoulders unclenching, of a heaviness in the chest going light, as they realize that nothing is ever too big once it becomes a few small things you can actually do.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to MAP. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.